And there are three different ways that you can draw something like this. So now I'm drawing a situation where I've got two materials that have almost the same speed of light, so you don't really see the band gaps. You don't see the diffraction at the Brillouin zone boundaries. And this is just the linear dispersion relationship that you expect for light in vacuum. Now I could take all of these points and map them into a different Brillouin zone. And how I do that is I take the whole curve and I draw it centered around one of the reciprocal lattice points. So I shift the whole curve over a reciprocal lattice point and then draw it again. Because I know mathematically it's possible to take any of these points and describe them as a function shifted by a reciprocal lattice point. So I get some curve that looks like this. And then after I've done that, I cut it out in the first Brillouin zone. And so this is called the extended scheme. This is the repeated scheme, and this is the reduced scheme. And almost everything that's published is in this reduced scheme. When people talk about waves traveling through a crystal, then they publish it in the reduced scheme. And even there's this function has to be symmetric. So you can plot it from zero to the first Brillouin zone boundary on the right and not plot both left and right. And that's typically what's plotted from zero to the first Brillouin zone boundary. And that's